أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأل الله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله كما هو أحلاه. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبد خاص محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. سلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.
آج کی اس مجلس عزاداری عبادات دعا کی قبولیت کے لیے بابا سے بلند سلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
ہمارے آقا وارث اس عزاداری کے وارث اور چہردہ معصومین علیہ السلام اور شہداء کربلا اور سرائے کربلا کی ارواح طیبہ کی آمد کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات.
اللہم صلی اللہ محمد وآل محمد.
مومن مومنات کی حاجات کی برآوری کے لیے، مشکلات کی اور پریشانیوں کے دور ہونے کے لیے، صحت و سلامتی کے لیے، رزق و روزی میں اضافے کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات.
اللہم صلی اللہ
وقت کے امام امام زمان علیہ السلام کے جلد ظہور کے لیے، صحت و سلامتی کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات.
اللہم صلی اللہ محمد وآل محمد.
My respected sisters and brothers, last night I read one hadith by our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
He said, من رايا أولادي فصل علي يزيدهم الله تعالى في السمع والبصر. Prophet said, anyone who was observing, who was watching, who was looking, one of my descendant, maybe male, maybe female, فَصَلَّ عَلَيَّا. And at that moment when they are meeting, they are looking, they are observing each other, so what is our duty? We should read salawat.
اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى
lot of space, if please you.
Umri
ko bula ke ho jaye piche jagah ban jayegi
hone wali meherbani Muhammad
standing outside or in the kitchen, please, if they come in the hall.
Muhammad wale Muhammad bulan tar
salawat.
So just for reminder and just to check our understanding, how many of us, after listening this hadith, we have tested that hadith today? And raise your hand. two people, three. What was hadith? Prophet says, when you see any of my descendant, mean today Sadat, what is our duty? Fasalla alayya, we have to send salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
That is dua. Actually, salawat is dua. You may read one salawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your behalf will repeat 1,000 times in 1,000 largest lines of angels on your behalf. But in this world, when you are sending salawat upon Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, then you are getting some benefit. What is that? Prophet says, Yazidullah ta'ala fi sam'i wal basar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your capacity and capability of listening and seeing. So these capabilities are listening and seeing, eye and ear. So these two are external, eye and ear. But we all, according to the hadith of the Prophet and Quran, we all human beings, we have hidden our internal eyes and ears, which are related with our soul, which are related with our ruh. So this salawat is also improving that capability. And once the internal eyes and ears are open, at that time, if your ears are open, you can hear what is happening in the graves. You can see what is happening in the graves. You can see what is, who is standing next to the wall. So that capability we can achieve with this little thing. And maybe some people, they are thinking, okay, those who are Sadat, this is not their duty. The other people, whenever they are looking descendant of Rasulullah, the other people should read for them, and they are excluded. No. But they should do more. Even whenever early in the morning they are getting up, whenever they are seeing any of their child, maybe husband, wife, sister, brother, whenever you are looking at each other. So what is the first thing to do? Say maybe loud, and loud, saying loud salawat, that is also beneficial, because Prophet says, anyone who will read loud salawat, so that will remove the hypocrisy, that will remove the nifaq from his heart and from the community as a whole as well. So this salawat is dua. And what is dua? We have tone of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arsh ilahi. So this Quran came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is something came from arsh ilahi through angel Jibreel alayhi salam to the prophets and to us. And there is something which is going from us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please, can you move forward? There are some people who are standing in the kitchen. So if you will move forward, so they will come here, and inshallah you will be rewarded as well. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. Because our title verse is Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu usbiru wasabiru warabitu. We need to develop bond between us and Allah, between us and Rasulullah, between us and Imam Zamana alayhi salam. So to develop this bond, we have to do this thing. And what is that? That is dua, that is supplication. So Quran, word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, came from heavens to us. And something which is going from us into the heavens to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is dua. And anyone who is not doing dua, it means he is breaking his relation with Allah. This is very clear cut hadith. When you have prayed, Nawafil Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, And after prayer, if you are not doing dua, straight away that namaz is thrown away at your face. And Allah says, I don't need prayer and salah of that person who is arrogant, who is not asking anything from me. So maybe those people who have visited Makkah and Medina, you have observed, after prayer they are not asking any dua.
Thank you.
So, we must be careful. We need to develop bond between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that bond we can develop in the form of dua. And there is no guarantee our dua will be rewarded, will be replied, will be accepted. But there is one thing which is giving you guarantee. Do you want to know that one? If yes, salawat please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and our sixth imam, this says, whenever you are going to do dua, before starting your dua, always read darood and salawat upon Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And when you finish your dua, then again say darood. So Imam says, it's impossible. Whenever anyone who was saying salawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not accept. It's impossible. And again, he said, again it's also impossible. When beginning of a dua should be accepted and end of a dua should be accepted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not miser. He will exclude the middle of the dua. So try to be intelligent and clever. If you are seeking for the acceptance of your dua, what should you do? Always start your dua before your duas. Start always with Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum, and in the middle, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to all of us to read Sahifa Kamala. So Sahifa Kamala is full of supplications, and these supplications have been given by our fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. And the time of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, he was born in the life of Hazrat Ali alayhi salam in 38 Hijra. And in 95 Hijra he died. So this book was written and compiled in that time. But when you read the supplications given by Imam alayhi salam, you will see just after each and every paragraph, Imam is repeating Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So what Imam is teaching us, oh the people, you have lot of desires, lot of supplications. If you want your supplication should be rewarded and replied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then always begin your dua with salawat, and in the middle of your dua read salawat, and at the end of your dua read salawat. When the beginning and the middle and the end of dua will be accepted, there is maximum 100% surety Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply your dua. So here are a few tips how we can make perfect our dua, how we can purify, how we can increase the level of surety, assurance that this dua will be accepted. The first thing is saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before starting your dua. And before this, always we shall read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. Actually, you are going under the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you are calling Allah. You are ringing. You are ringing the number of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The number of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 786. You have different numbers of your friends. The number of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 786. So when you will ring this number, straight away you will, your call will be replied from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that 786 is saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ya Ra'i Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Ya Ra'i Risale!
Ya Rasulullah!
Ya Ra'i Hadri!
Ya Ali!
Inshallah, I will request these children and you stand tomorrow, randomly I can ask, how should we start our dua? So first point is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. Second point is reading Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And third point is reading Salawat. And how should Salawat should be at? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Wa ajjil farajahum, you are doing dua of Allah has in the arrival of Imam of our time, Imam Zaman Ajallahu Ta'ala Faraju Sharif. Then sometimes we are doing dua but we are not sure. First of all, we should not ask any dua for sins against anyone or illegitimate duas. There is no need to be asked. Excluding these things, something which is haram, something which is going against someone and something that is illegitimate, then rest of the things, whenever we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should have hope. And this is your certainty which is sending the phantoms of energy to the heavens. And when angels are picking up that energy, so they, when you are certain, they are certain. And with all this certainty, your dua will be replied. But if you are doubtful, I don't know, is it possible? For example, if someone has no child, he has done dua for 10 years. So after 10 years, usually people are becoming hopeless. If that dua has not been replied in 10 years, so who knows after 10 years? So usually they are becoming hopeless. But one thing keep in mind, if your dua is not replied now, that is added into your account. And reward of that multiplied many times will be given you in the grave and at the day of judgment. So you, any of your dua that is not useless. Why? Because you are using your minutes, you are using your credit for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are calling Him. You are giving your time, you are giving your money, you are giving your emotions and feeling and everything. When you have spent a lot of your budget for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you think? He is generous, He is creator, He is kind. He says, if you say, Ya Allah, one time I will reply to you 10 times. To someone who is waiting for you, what do you think? You know, sometimes your voice Allah likes. Sometimes Allah delays your dua so that you should carry on to talk with Him in this way. If He will give you straight away, then next day you will not get up and you will not ask. And many of your problems and difficulties are removed. You are asking one thing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you don't know what is coming, what kind of accident and problems and enemies are coming to attack you. You don't know, but Allah knows. You are asking something else, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is replacing and giving you something alternative for that. Never think He is not listening to you and He is not replying to you. So next point is, usually we are not having this thing. Concentration at the time of dua and hopeful for acceptance of that dua. You know, most of our things, our salah, alhamdulillah, azkar, and even duas, we have few dua and we have learned by heart. Usually we are not thinking what we are asking. Something like that we are repeating. When we are repeating, it means there is no concentration. And when there is no concentration, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like hypocrites. He doesn't like munafiq. Something different on the tongue, different on the words, and different in the heart. You don't mean what you are asking for. And someone who is listening, he knows where is your heart, where is your brain, where is your concentration. When you are not paying any attention to Allah, then how could you expect? It is not only you are not paying concentration to Allah, actually we are insulting to our Lord. You know, even in front of your friend, if you are sitting next to your chair and his chair is in front of you, and if you turn your face and he is talking with you, what do you think? He will be happy with you. So once or twice or three times he will ask you, please, can you turn your face towards me? So actually when we are not concentrating what we are doing, what we are asking for, so it means we are insulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He knows. So He is patient. It was quite possible on the spot He should punish us. He should send the fire or stone to finish us. But He is kind. He is not punishing us. He is not sending any kind of punishment and torture straight away. He is waiting. A day will come, a time will come, when this guy will change himself. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So next point is the insisting on the dua. As I mentioned earlier, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes your voice, likes your attitude, likes your words, likes your tears, likes your conversation. So that's why He is prolonging, delaying. And what is our duty? Should we stop? No. We should carry on. We should insist. Ask Him again and again. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam says, when your knocking is on, when you are knocking on the door of someone, and if they are not happy for your arrival, they don't like you, but still with continuous knocking, a limit, a time, a moment will come when ultimately they will open the door for you. But Allah is someone who loves you. Here is not the case. He hates anyone. He loves. He is waiting. But sometimes we are knocking the door against adab. We don't know what are the rules, what are etiquettes, how to knock the door. You know, people were not respecting Rasulullah. And straight away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the commandment, O companion of Prophet, don't consider my Rasul as your friend. And your voices, your sound, your voices, your tone should never go higher to the tone of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we are coming in the mosque, in the Baytullah, we are sitting in the house of Allah, and if we are shouting, if we are looking here and there, if we are fighting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so is this that etiquette Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for? So if we know what are the etiquettes, what are the rules, what are the conditions to go and knock the door, to enter into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how to talk and how to behave and how to ask, so we need to be educated. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And I request all of you, if you raise your right hands and show me, right hands, and backside towards me, backside. I think there are less than 30% or even less than that who have a ring in their right hand. Imam Hassan Askari al-Islam says, anyone who is our believer, who is our follower, there are different signs and symbols for them. Number one, whenever they are reading namaz and saying Alhamdulillah. Before that, they are saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim loud. Number two, in the right hand, always they are ring. Number three, they are doing sajda on Turbat on sajda God. And this is something Sunnah of Rasulullah. At the time of Rasulullah, there were no carpets. Where Muslims and companion of Prophet and Rasulullah was doing sajda, so that was soil. And when we say sajda God, actually this is made by soil. So all those who do sajda on soil, actually they are following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just little bit homework for all of you. I request all of you, if you have any ring, please try to have in your right hand at least one. And ring of Aqiq is highly recommended, but others, if you have Firoza and others, you can have. But try to have at least one ring in your right hand. Secondly, as Prophet said, whenever you see any of my descendant, any of my child, any person from my generation, so read salawat. So please try to follow this thing. You are not spending anything. You are at your home, you are at your job, whatever you are doing, just in your heart, say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. No. Try to teach and train your children in this way. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And another thing usually we are not doing, we are very, very selfish. We are selfish for everything. Even when we are asking for dua, we are asking for our own duas, we are not asking for others. But there is hadith, whenever a person is doing dua for others, there is maximum guarantee that dua will be accepted. But when you are doing dua for yourself, there is no guarantee that will be accepted. I told you how you can increase the level of acceptance. But when you do dua for others, that will be accepted. And now, in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promotes namaz jamaat. You can daily prayer, you can pray at home, but Allah says it is highly recommended to pray with jamaat in the mosque. And on Friday, anyone who is living in the premises of 6 miles of the mosque, where there is namaz jumma, must participate. Because Allah likes this culture. But there is another prayer which should be read at night. What's the name of that prayer? Namaz Tahajjud. Salatul Layl, night prayer. That is totally 11 rakah. And it takes not more than 10-11 minutes. But there are a lot of benefits. In the last rakah, that namaz, it is highly recommended to do dua at least for 40 mu'mineen, maybe alive, maybe dead. And that is the time to test your heart. Some of the time, all of a sudden, a name comes in your mind, and then for a while you think, no, this person has hurt me. This person was my enemy. It means my heart has still nifaq for that person. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he says, oh the my servants, when you are all alone, you are in darkness, you are at night, nobody is looking at you, nobody is watching you, nobody is observing what you are doing. You are just you and me. When there is only you and me, I love. At that time even you should recall the name of 40 people. It means, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promotes the culture of helping the people. You will do dua for them, that will be accepted, and inshallah their conditions will be changed, their situation will be changed, their problems will be removed, their diseases will be removed. So you are a wasila to help others, but you are doing dua, nobody is listening. It means you are not showing the people. You are not doing any riyakari. That there is just you and your Allah. But Allah says, don't forget my servants even when you and me are all alone. So this is Sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves human being, He loves mankind, and we should also. So the best thing is, at least once a day when we are praying Namaz Tahajjud, we should do Dua Istighfar for 40 believers, maybe dead, maybe alive, maybe those people who are living in your that house, or maybe people who are living around the world. And inshallah, you will remember your in your Duas, 14 infallible, then Shahada Karbala as well. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
And that next point is very beautiful, very attractive, and very helpful. So hadith says, if you have a hajat, read 100 verses of Quran, and when you finish 100 verses, 7 times you have to say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And after that, ask your hajj. And inshallah that will be granted. Surah Yasin, that is chapter number 36. And next chapter is Surah Safar. And anyone who will read this surah regularly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will include him among the list of mukhlaseen. Someone who have been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that surah, actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has narrated names of many mukhlaseen, and most of them are prophets. And that surah almost that has more than 180 verses, very little verses. Surah Ar-Rahman usually has little verses. But this surah Safat, chapter 37, very little verses. So reading this surah and add few verses from any other surah, maybe Surah Ala, maybe Surah Shams, so you will have 200 verses. So two times you can ask your dua, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify your soul and your body as well.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
And the last point, that is reading MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim, at the end of your dua. أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. أما يجيب المضطر. کہاں ہے وہ اللہ جو ایک پریشان کی آواز کو دعا کو سنتا ہے ویکشف السوء. اور جو کچھ اس کے پرابلم مشکلات بیماریاں مسائل ہیں ان کو حل کر. یہ بھی ایک دعا ہے مریضوں کے شفا کے لیے پڑھنی چاہیے اور ویسے بھی پڑھنی چاہیے, لیکن یہ دعا جب آپ کے مولا اور آقا اور یوسف